you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink and once again.
Throw out and pass out. We'll throw up and drink and pass out once again, everybody, live from California, yeah, on this St. Patty's Day. Hurtling at ya from the Emerald, well, I don't know, it's not the Emerald Isle here, it's more like the kind of iron rock stone.
It's the brown isle.
Yeah.
The rusty.
Live from Los Angeles, California, here a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little after 5 on the Eastern Type Coast. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours for your ear holes. If you be listening to us live, if it ain't between those times that I just said a couple seconds ago, you're probably listening to a rerun.
Aye.
Or one of our great podcasts that you can download. Thanks for joining us. You can contact us through the Twitter for the next couple of hours at Crab Diving. You can call us 323-601-5427 or Crab Diving on Skype. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan O'Pfeiffer.
Oh, you have an Irish first name, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. We're invisible on Crab Diving on Skype.
We're invisible on Crab Diving on Skype.
How the fuck do you fix that?
You right-click.
Hey, we're online for phone calls now.
Yeah, we're online for phone calls, everybody. Give us a call if you like. You don't have to. If you don't want to, it's a beautiful.
Fuck it. Call us. I don't give a shit what you want to do.
Tuesday here on the Crab Diving Show. All kinds of shit going on in social media. Follow us on Facebook. Join in the conversation. I found a story last night that I knew was like lighting a fuse.
Right.
And running away. It was at Robert Reich, the former, what was he, the education secretary, I think, or something like that for a while, put out a post.
What's his name?
Robert Reich.
Reich.
R-E-I-C-H.
Huh.
Reich. Reich.
Reich.
probably doesn't say Reich.
Not that day. It's St. Patrick's Day. The Germans can shut the fuck up.
But I knew he put a post on Facebook and somebody screen capped it and posted it and then I reposted it.
Yes.
I knew it would cause a lot. Here's what he says. If Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat wins the White House next year, Barack Obama should be their first Supreme Court pick.
Oh, man. I read that this morning, your post. I was laying in bed. I was like, ugh. Is that could that happen?
Sure, absolutely.
Can you be a former prez and still be on the Supreme Court?
William Howard Taft.
Oh, really?
Was appointed, according to this. It says,
history lesson, kids.
He's been a constitutional law professor. He has the right temperament and values. He's a superb writer. The average age of newly appointed justices is 53. Obama will be 55 on leaving office. Even a Republican Senate would be hard-pressed not to confirm a former president. That's where he's wrong.
They
come on. He's attributing like reason. To the Senate. The Republicans in the Senate.
They're going to do whatever the fuck they want.
None of them would vote to confirm Barack Obama.
They're going to yell at children and make them cry. My God.
He says, there are precedents. William Howard Taft was appointed to the court after his presidency. What do you think? So, sure enough, we posted, what do you think? Obama sitting next to that walrus.
Your thoughts.
Scalia. And sure enough, the right-wing nut jobbers, their little heads exploding. The biggest dummy that posts.
Yes.
Obama is at least, is least of anyone fit for SCOAS. He forgot the T. Should be in prison, period. That's all
in prison.
Capitals, by the way.
You go to jail if you think Obama should be on the Supreme Court? Is that...
No, Obama should be in prison.
Why? Because of...
Because he's black.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, because, you know, all of those constitutional crimes he's committed.
Yeah, yeah.
Which... Well, if you tell these people, don't you think if he had actually committed a crime that the orange crying guy and the turtle man,
right,
and all of their friends would be over that like white on fucking rice?
He should be in jail for lying us into the war and his vice president dumped oil into the fucking ocean.
That's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
Meanwhile, we do have guys who actually committed war crimes like torture and shit.
Yes.
And they're painting their toenails, painting somebody else's toenails down in Texas.
We don't Cheney's know what's
still
going
running
on.
Around. Medical science, congratulations on giving Cheney another heart, by the way.
Who else has he painted in the bathtub, GW, you think? Anybody?
I don't know. Maybe he's got a hole.
It's a weird scene. I wonder if that. I wonder if there's a reason the man paints toes. It's because in his, like, his course or whatever painting course he took. He was the guy was like, you know what? You're good at feet. I don't know why.
Probably traced it.
He traced the feet. Hey, Rummy, stand still. Put your feet on the floor right here, right on this butcher paper.
Well, aren't there those
I can get
that,
it my Sharpie.
That speculated that he kind of traced those.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he had that exhibition where he had portraits?
They were actually color by numbers.
World leaders. And then they found pictures on the internet that of these people that were the exact painting of George Bush. So what he probably did was there's a technique where you just project a picture onto a canvas and then you draw over it. Paint over it.
It's called cheating, fraud, bullshit.
Or he looked at it and painted it.
He would never.
I find A more likely.
He lied us into a war. Would he lie about his painting? Yes.
<Yeah.
laughs> No. Say he's not lying. Say what he did that with his own free hand, with his own stupid free fucking will. Is George Bush like a good artist? Is he museumable? Can we hang his work if he were not president?
No.
In the Smithsonian?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Have you seen
what about Mocha? One time I went to Mocha and they had a whole room there called the Chocolate Room. It was a room painted brown with
Mocha, the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Correct. And all they did was pipe in the scent of chocolate and it was called Chocolate Room.
I see.
And that was their installation.
I see.
Maybe Bush could be in Mocha.
And what's pumped into the room? Bullshit?
I don't know. I'm just saying that in Mocha, it's not necessarily like...
What odor...
Is that artistry?
What odor would George Bush have pumping into? Here's the smell of an Iraqi child's blood.
Freedom. I put the smell of freedom in there. Patriotism.
Here's Brownie's taint.
Good old Brownie.
Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. Found one of those pictures from way back in the day. Help wanted. No Irish need apply.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you were oppressed.
We were oppressed and persecuted. Irish people were treated not well. This is a sign from, it says Fulton Street Sign Company, October 12th, 1918.
Right.
Help wanted. No Irish need apply.
God, speaking of race, oh my God, did you see what's happening at Starbucks? Did you see anything about that?
No.
There's an article in Salon today.
Off the grid today.
Called it's hashtag race together. Starbucks, along with USA Today, they co-wrote these talking points that they're giving all their baristas. So if anyone wants to... You know,
they have scripts now?
Yeah, yeah. They're encouraging their coffee baristas to bring up race to their customers. I shit you not.
Race?
Yes.
You mean like running?
No.
What do like they say? Hello, color. Black person?
I don't know. They didn't have any in the article, but crazy.
So you're supposed to mention race?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Kate, how's it going? We should give her a microphone today. It seems like she's going to be active.
She looks like she's got some opinions going.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's Race Together. You can go. You get a little cup, and on the cup it says Race Together. You're supposed to talk about race with your fucking barista.
It's on our Facebook. You put it on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Race Together will encourage baristas at 12,000 Starbucks locations to, quote, spark customer conversation on the topic of race.
Oh, my God. I go to the downtown L.A. Starbucks all the time, and that place is crazy. Okay. That is nuts in there. So you're going to...
Okay. Now, hold on.
Yes?
I don't want to disparage the people that work at Starbucks, because I've known...
Starbucks?
Some people that work at Starbucks.
I used to work there. Fuck them. They don't pay enough.
They don't.
But listen to this. The CEO says, if a customer asks you Charles. What this is.
Huh?
Is it Charles or Howard Schultz?
Howard God. Schultz. Oh, Charles damn. Schultz is.
Is amazing, right? He's the creator peanuts. Of Peanuts.
If a customer asks you what this is, try to engage in a discussion that we have problems in this country in regards to race. Here's your latte.
Yeah, yeah.
What's this? Oh, have you noticed the inequality between the races? Why you expect some of these pimply little high school kids?
They're not pimply little high school kids. Not,
no,
actually.
But I mean there are. But
yeah,
but
yeah.
Anybody that is pouring coffee at Starbucks,
yeah.
working their asses off, especially if it's the busy time.
Dude, it's hard work.
If somebody goes, "What is this?" You're supposed to. I don't know, sit down and have a discussion of Jim Crow laws with them? What are you...
My first tour of duty at Starbucks, I was there when the OJ verdict was announced.
Really?
I didn't get talking points.
This is nuts. Do you go...
It's so stupid,
do you
right?
go to get your coffee...
It's douchey!
...and want to engage the barista...
Actually, you probably...
...in the latest controversy?
Yeah. You should, though, because...
Well, they're humans.
They're actually humans with fucking graduate's degrees, probably these days.
I also have a shitty cube job to get to, so I need my yeah. fucking half-pump hazelnut.
That's what the dude at Salon says. He says, am I supposed to make my train and talk to you about, like, you know, right. Ferguson or whatever?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever
this
heard
This is Starbucks and USA Today trying to make some free advertising. It's gross. Yeah. Hey, Howard, you're gross. When I worked there, one of your shift supervisors was busted for child molestation.
On Chris Hansen's fucking show.
Yeah. So, listen. You want to talk to him about race?
Is there a reason you brought that latte with you to the
yeah.
to you know what, this internet creep, date?
This creep, yeah. This creep used to take all the pastries that you'd mark out and throw away at the end of the day. He'd take them. He'd be like, oh, I give them to the kids in my apartment building.
He was.
You mean in your van.
After I blew them.
Isn't that so douchey, though?
Here's
race together.
Molestation yeah. cruller.
If you see something, don't say something.
This is ridiculous.
It's so
from Starbucks.
Stupid.
I do have to say.
They don't do fair trade coffee, by the way. So, like, listen, Starbucks, you're just like fucking McDonald's or whatever. Fuck off. Fuck race them. Together, please.
I mean, I can see if you're going to put it on the cup and right. encourage your customers to engage in conversations about it, but to ask the $7 an hour barista.
Yeah, I made $7.45 an hour when I worked there the last time, which when it was 33.
Very brief.
God.
It was when you first moved here, that was your emergency job.
Shit, I used to get high when I'd take out the trash, and one day I looked up and I realized it was a security camera. Trained right on my secret little happy place.
What's Ryan drinking? What's Ryan smoking out there?
I don't know Ryan marijuana. Because I got an 18-year-old boss.
You're right. And a 30-year-old boss who's fucking 12-year-old.
Yeah, it was a great work environment. Bunch of creeps.
Let's see what the headlines are today. I'm actually, I've been off the grid this morning, so let's see what's going
for
on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California,
It's time for the headlines.
Oh, shit.
The over... I'm closing that Starbucks story. I can't fucking get over that
it's
one, to
so
be honest
funny.
With you.
It is like,
one of the most...
What do you think they do in, like, Mobile, Alabama, the Starbucks? I want a white power mocha latte.
What's the picture of the N-word doing on my...
You know what? We got to start a hashtag racist to Starbucks or something. You know what I mean? Like, make their coffee drinks racist.
Oh, yeah.
I need a Nazi Frappuccino.
Nice.
A white supremacist.
Can I have a lynching latte?
Oh, that's good. That's funny.
Let's dumb it down first, just because it's the first one I typed in. If we... that means we're going over to the Drudge Report.
You dropped your medicine bottle.
Matt Drudge is working hard these days, aggregating.
Fuck you, Matt.
Shit, and then just writing headlines.
Eat a dick, xenophobe.
Make the knuckle draggers get their little panties all in a bunch.
Tell us about the Mexicans.
This is bad news, actually.
For Matt or for us?
For us. Good news for Matt.
Oh, shit.
Exit polls in Israel are showing.
Stop it.
That
this is
think
bad.
That Bibi might actually be pulling it off.
Shenanigans. I don't give a shit.
The Likud party is at least ahead or level with the Zionist Union in three exit polls. Huge turnout.
Huge.
If we had this turnout here, we would never see
yes.
Republicans in office again. 71.8%.
Right.
I mean, even for Obama, what did we get, like 30 or 40 tops?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the big turnout here in the United States. They get 78% turnout.
You say if, that reminded me of something. I saw this on Facebook. If instead of white people, it were black people taking off work today and drinking, what would happen? What would people say? It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, right. Well, the racist argument is they don't have to take off.
Oh, fuck.
That would be the tie-in there.
Race together, okay?
So still waiting for the official results, but I guess according to the Times of Israel that it's looking like it's either the same or slightly ahead. So that it looks like... Uncle Bibi
Netanyahu
might be staying in power.
Right.
Let's see how important Iran is tomorrow.
If he wins?
After the election. If he wins the election, let's see if Bibi is running around screaming, there are kafkis, whatever, flying from the sky.
What is
falling
that?
From, what do they wear?
A bomb? A kafki? Is that the name of their outfit?
Whatever.
Kafka?
There's
I don't
towels
know.
From people's heads me, falling from the sky.
This sounds like an author. Kafka?
Kafka is an author.
Kafka,
but
right.
A coffee, maybe? K-F-
I don't know. A coffee?
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So it's like Ebola.
Right.
Here. Ebola was President Obama running from door to door.
Right.
Infecting it, breathing on everyone. First, he went to his homeland of Liberia in Africa or somewhere. And then he's running around infecting everyone with the Ebola. And then the day after the election, nothing. Ebola went away.
Right. You know what? Particularly, that was so horrible about that nurse who was, I don't know.
One Christy tried to home in prison.
My God.
And she's like, fuck you. That was great.
Has Chris Christie ever done anything remotely good or like great for any? I mean, I guess the whole hurricane thing, but then he stole the relief money and funneled it somewhere else, right?
He won a eating contest.
Oh, did he?
Hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
He's not doing well at all. I saw a couple. Aww. This is really fun. There's a couple articles I saw the past couple of days about him.
Yep.
And it's not going well.
It's not a good day for right-wing nut job USA. Aaron Schock, goodbye.
He's not even that right-wing nut jobby.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like scary, kind of mainstreamish Republican. He's not a Bible waver. You know what I mean?
But he doesn't he vote on like a bunch of anti-homosexual legislation and stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the states should decide. I think the states should decide. That was their their go-to for that one.
God. The states shouldn't decide shit. They're idiots. They're like drunk two-year-olds. Alabama, Mississippi. Hello, Arkansas.
Some of them should actually be supervised.
Fucking Arizona.
Some of them need to blow into a little thing on their car before they start it, if you know what I mean.
Blow into this.
Blow into this.
Georgia.
Let's check out the headline. Let's see what the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post. Also a picture of Bibi Netanyahu. Now, this one, a little more optimistic. They're saying too close to call.
Oh, shit.
So Drudge is saying Bibi's probably got it. HuffPo is saying that it's deadlocked, but that Bibi would have an easier path to a coalition. You know how they work it with the parliamentary system there?
No, no.
It's, I don't think they're voting for him. Like, they don't vote for prime minister.
They're voting for the Likud.
They vote for the party, and okay, the party leader, the party that wins, their leader is prime minister. But, or whoever they can get together to vote enough people to get that prime minister. But if they don't have enough seats, then they have to form a coalition with one of these other parties, because they don't just have two parties.
Oh, to get more seats.
To get enough to elect him then as prime minister again. So what they're saying is that even though it's too close to call, enough of the right-wing nut job wackos are out there, and even some of the more, I guess, moderate right-wing wackos, that they'll have enough of a coalition to vote with each other to put BB
God
number one. So
that would never work over here.
The more moderates did not win enough seats.
Yeah.
I guess on seat. Maybe it's still too close to call.
That's too hard for America. That's not working. We just have to have one guy who wins. You know.
Yeah, there was a great article, though, I talked about it on the show before. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Give us love.
That's right.
Give us stars, motherfuckers.
By the way, this dude over in Lebanon's giving us love. Rami Hawari.
Somebody liked us on
He favorited it. Oh, I'm sorry. He favorited a tweet from our Twitter feed.
Oh, on our Twitter feed.
For our network Twitter feed, crabdivingnet.
Crabdivingnet, at crabdivingnet.
All the show times for every show here on the network, if you're interested. Just want to say, what up, Lebanon?
What up, Lebanon? Jesus.
Listening in Lebanon. How do you like that shit?
I saw some of the demographics of some of our downloads. I was looking at, we got some Germanys going on. We got a bunch of Germanys.
Yeah.
Actually, Germany is number three. We have United States.
Really?
Then the UK.
Yes.
Then Germany, then Canada. I would think Canada, then Germany, but we get more German. We have more German fans. Maybe that's your family's background.
I wonder if they're all tuning in. I mean, I've got relatives over
all
there.
All the Pfeiffers back Ermishausen. In Deutschland.
Yeah, I believe that's the name. Little tiny little
what's
little
the name?
Town. Ermishausen?
Ermishausen.
Ermishausen? Ah.
So that's the headline there. It's also about the Israeli elections and
yes.
Bibi.
BB?
Sadly, a crazy, warmongering lunatic. They've elected their Dick Cheney again.
So is his job going to be to go after Iran when if he wins? Or is he just not going to give a fuck about that? It's just to get him.
He's been going after Iran since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, not really. But, you know, I mean, since, what was it, 92? We had that first quote of him saying, the Iranians are going to get the bomb in 10 minutes. If we don't do this,
time is relative.
And then 3 years later, any day now, they're gonna get the bomb if we don't do this. What then a couple years later, they're minutes away from getting the bomb.
He's a tease.
Every time there's an election,
he
screams, the sky is falling, and it works, just like the fucking ninnies here that reelected goddamn cocking George Bush
Fear.
And Darth Cheney.
God.
They're still terrorists. You don't want those liberals in there. They're going to be nice to them and talk to them and shit.
If you scare a stupid person enough, you can get him to do whatever you want. Is that like the motto of America, of how we vote?
Right.
Is that how we vote?
You can't reason with them, so you got to scare them.
Terrify the dumb people. Well, they'll come out and support you. You're going to take your guns. Fuck off.
I mean, look at that. The Pavlovian reaction to that post about should Obama be the next Supreme Court judge? I mean,
God.
Heads exploded.
He's read the Constitution. He's familiar with it. In fact, he's a constitutional lawyer, right? He studied it in like Harvard.
I believe one of our right-wing nut jobs
Yale.
Disputes that one, too.
Oh, really? Does he think he went to Phoenix University and faked it?
He says he was never a professor. He was a lecturer.
Fuck you, dude. You go lecture at Harvard or Yale or whatever about anything.
LOLOLO. Except he wasn't a professor. He was a lecturer. And it doesn't, like, let... And it doesn't, like, let alone respect... Oh, I think he means he. Uh-huh. He doesn't, like, let alone respect the Constitution. And fuck his morals. He was all for a doctor flat out murdering a newborn infant after a botched abortion while still an Illinois senator.
Well said, stupid.
Only one of my original objections to his character, by the way. What?
A botched abortion.
Flat out murdering a newborn infant after a botched abortion.
You know,
that's all for it.
If that's an abortion that went wrong, botched, it's just, I feel like a poor choice, tasteless choice, if I may say, like, use of words. Botched.
If it's botched, it's still botched. Alive.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't.
If it's a botched abortion, you're giving birth to a baby at
that
the end
fetus
of it.
Is wily. It will not go down easily.
That sucker put up a fight.
I went through many coat hangers. I could not get the white whale. The botched abortion. Is that John Struzend? Struzenvund? He puts his name
Oh,
on.
I think that might be that one, yeah. Struzend. And then the real dumb guy, I already read that.
Randy?
Oh, bummer. No, Randy said, of course, Randy couldn't leave this one.
Oh,
said,
no.
The most dishonest, unconstitutional president in the history of the country sitting on the Supreme Court. You right. Libs better get your supermajority back in both houses if you think that will ever happen. Well, he's right there.
God.
He's right there.
Yeah.
And it's not both houses, by the way, dummy. It only has to be the Senate, you moron.
Well, when you ever read Randy out loud, it sounds like copy for the WWE.
Really? It is.
Is it WWE? World Wrestling?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It used to be WWF and then the World Wildlife Fund.
The season. Animals took it.
The animals won.
Fuck you, ducks.
How many times has he blatantly lied, this other guy says. You can have your own doctor. Your rates won't go up. That's not the attitude that a Supreme Court justice should take.
The attitude.
Let's look at the piles of yak dung that are sitting on the fucking court right
Scalia.
Now. And you're talking about morals? Claire. Fucking Scalia and Clarence Thomas.
He's a creep.
Who
right?
Is a sexual harasser.
You are a harasser. Yeah. Fuck you, Randy.
Honestly, integrity and ethical. Should be the requirements for any Supreme Court justice and our president for that matter.
You know, you told me so. You said that you generally don't go after people for grammar on Facebook when they comment, which I think is nice on your part. That's like a nice kind of human thing to do.
Unless they go after our brains.
I think, yeah, right.
If they say you're dumb, why you are dumb.
Right.
Then they deserve.
I was about to encourage you to just start going after their grammar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fuck it. Because
I don't want to be a grammar Nazi.
Fuck that guy. He's so stupid. He's just dumb. That's part of who he is. So I think it's fair for you to attack his grammar.
He's full.
He's stupid as
open season.
I mean, you know, my grammar's not right all the time, but geez, that guy. What a dickhead. You are.
Good thing there's
your.
This is a story. This is the one that shortly before the show I saw this and I was sitting in here going, no fucking way. And yelling, you've got to be kidding me. This is a story. Oh, this is one of Ryan's favorite subjects.
Oh,
it's about guns.
Perfecto. wait, shoot me one more time, please. Oh, that's perfect. That's enough. You shot me enough, okay?
Is that enough?
Yes,
I perfect. Got a machine gun.
No. Oh, yeah. That's great. I love then, shooting that big gun.
And then, of course, we always...
Fuck have. You!
Yeah. So...
Fuck you, gun nuts.
This is a gun story out of South Dakota.
Ugh.
At the Collector's Classic Gun Show.
I've been to South Dakota. Maybe you can have guns there because I don't know who the fuck you shoot. There's no one.
No
there.
One's going to get
no
hurt.
No one's in South
there's
Dakota.
12 people there. Yeah. In Sioux Falls, that a vendor there.
Fuck you.
Has been 86, has been banned, kicked out.
What?
Because of. Some targets that he was using and selling for target practice.
I was trying to be funny.
The targets were being sold for 10 cents a piece.
I sold 100 targets today. I made $10. How do you make money selling anything for a dime?
The target depicts the silhouette of a running black man.
What?
With big lips.
Oh, God.
Big afro. Big butt. Running. And on the top, it says, and I'm quoting.
Oh, shit.
Official run-in, with an apostrophe. Official run-in nigger target.
Oh, my God. What is unquote. Wrong? You know what's wrong with this country? If I was in charge, if I was Obama, I'd read the story. I'd have one of my... I'd get my contact, my creepy guy that you never see come in. I was like, this guy, take him to one of these black sites. Beat the shit out of him. And then, you know, injecting back into his life. And just tell him to relax with the N-word. But then you wouldn't have this shit happen.
Official running N-word target. When he was confronted about them, and it's really awful. I mean, the silhouette is, we'll put this up on our Facebook.
Why can't we put people in camps to be like, to these horrible racists and just say, listen, you need you to, it's tolerance camps. You just teach people how to be tolerant of other people. What do you think?
I think this episode will be on Breitbart tomorrow.
Yeah, probably will.
Liptard calls for camping.
Well, this guy would be better out of society. You want to hang out with inward running target man?
Well, no. But fortunately, I mean, even in South Dakota, they have standards.
Yes.
And this guy was confronted. The vendor, there was a news reporter there, a photographer. And the photographer's like, why are those there?
Yeah.
And the guy says, well, why aren't they? They're just targets.
what a dickhead.
The photographer says, oh, wait a sec. Do I have video?
Oh, is there audio of this guy trying to explain running inward target or whatever? Rick Perry bought a whole shitload. He bought a ream. He bought 500 of them. And it cost $50, right? They're 10 cents a piece?
Absolutely.
Good God. What an asshole loser. I mean, he's selling for 10 cents a piece. So this just means that he wants them distributed everywhere.
Well, that's kind of what they were, right? 10 cents a piece. Didn't we, when we went shooting, wasn't that about what we...
Yeah, for non-racist ones.
Correct. But you remember they had those silhouette ones there that are pretty... we just used the generic...
Right.
It didn't look like it was shaped like a kind of a human, but it had the concentric circles and stuff. But there were some that were like specific.
Really?
Yeah. Remember?
There I don't some remember that.
Like specific thuggy looking type shooting again. People.
Refresh my memory.
I respect what's happening here. This is what needs to happen. This dialogue.
After months of unrest, the hard conversation about race is opening up in Ferguson, Missouri. It's been the epicenter of racial tension after an unarmed black teen was shot and killed by a police officer.
Okay, this is the North Dakota news.
By the way, they mentioned our...
South Dakota.
They mentioned our neighbor, racial tension. Do you hear that?
I take pride in the work I do and the quality of the show that I put out. And I'm very disappointed, disgusted, to see what was on that table.
That's the guy who runs... the gun show.
Good for him. God damn it. I don't know. Who am I supposed to... He runs a gun show, which is horrible.
But he has standards.
I hate all these people. Fuck all these people.
Manager Bob Campbell is referring to this offensive target sold by one vendor at this weekend's Collector's Classic gun show. When KSFY photographer Dave Houck saw this target, he confronted the salesman. His response is very alarming.
Why are those on there?
Why aren't they? They're just targets.
Aren't they offensive in nature?
To who? A Negro? You know, there's some black people and then there's some Negroes.
To who? Are you a Negro? You know, there's some black people and then there's Negroes.
Oh, God. Listen to his stupid, big, fat, white guy voice.
How did you see him?
No.
Wow, that's a great guess. He's a big, fat, old white guy. What an amazing guess, Ryan.
Yay, what do I win?
That are,
I want to win something.
Disgusting, vile, racist, selling shit at a gun show would be an old, nasty white guy. What are the odds?
God, I'm shocked that there was anyone here at that gun show that gave a shit.
Apparently, he's still sitting there with him on the table. Well, at the point of this interview, it wasn't until somebody called him out on it, finally.
Do you think the gun show, the guy that runs the gun show, do you think he's being honest? Do you think he really cares? Or do you think he's saying it just to sound good? Just to sound...
Oh, I think he's upset they got caught.
Yeah.
If he had walked by that table...
Wouldn't have gave a shit.
And saw the running N-word... Yeah, he would have been like, hey, give me 10 of them.
Isn't this one of these gun shows where you can go and pick up a gun without getting a background check?
I don't know what's going on in South Dakota, but I'd say probably.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to believe that same guy who allows that to happen gives a shit about minorities or equality or racism.
God, this place is scary as fuck. I just looked at some of the video where they're panning around, and it really is just like shitty card table after shitty card table. Some of them have... shitty tablecloths on the shitty card table, but atop of them is gun after gun after after gun.
It's paradise.
It's a really interesting kind of place.
Handgun heaven.
Which I'm fine. Pass a background check if you're going to buy one of those things.
Right, like you know, fill out register your car, register your fucking gun.
Yeah, and anywhere else, if anybody buys one of those weapons of destruction. You got to fill out a fucking background check. You should absolutely have to do one at a goddamn gun show.
Well, in Japan and England and lots of places in Europe, don't you have to fill out a background check before you buy your weapon of mass fucking destruction?
Wait a minute. You can't have a weapon of mass fucking destruction.
I feel
in
weird.
Some of those places.
I feel weird getting passionate about background checks because, again, if I get shot in the face by your stupid fucking gun and the cop's like, well, he had a background check. So what? It hurts. It still hurts. It's still a bullet.
But it helps. It helps to weed out. I mean, don't you think it helps out some of the more criminal element?
Right. When I get shot in the shoulder, you could put the background check over the hole in my shoulder and keep some of the blood from spilling out of my body.
You can. They're making them out of coagulants now that you can stuff in the holes in your body.
I got shot to death, but shit, he had a background check, so fuck it.
So this one I couldn't fucking believe. I mean, this is goddamn 2015, and people are, anybody in this country that runs around saying that there's no racism, that's the one that should get it in the teeth, because you're dumb out of your fucking mind. If anything, the last month has shown anybody with all the shit that's been going on.
Right.
And a lot of our stories, I think I might have another one here of a cop slinging around the N-word or something like that.
God. I'm sorry. How can it? Is it legal to like sell that racist target at a gun show?
Absolutely.
But it's like it's nearly. How is it not inciting violence? I know I'm sounding like a big pussy, hemp-filled lib asshole here. But why in the fuck?
What do you care? Are you a Negro?
Yes, I am.
You know there are black people. There are Negroes.
Oh, I'm not purely white, though.
I can't believe he said that.
I mean, there's some fraction of me that's got to be another race. Maybe I'm Asian, just a little.
Maybe. Or some black.
Yeah.
For families that were around here in the United States a long time, a lot of them are finding out there's a little bit of black in them.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't there some KKK guy we did the story? Yeah. Some grand poobah wizard or something? Somebody did a DNA check on him and found out he was like 1/20th. Negro.
Wow.
African-American. Whatever. Not African-American.
Dude,
what's the race? It's Negro.
This story is so fucked up. I think that race is African-American.
No, well, I don't think they...
I mean, I'm quoting here.
What is a black guy in Britain?
He's a black guy, right? I don't know.
It's so difficult.
Oh, we got to go to Starbucks, get one of the baristas to explain it to me. Race
right
together.
Yeah, that's it. We should go to Starbucks and get a cup and see what Oh. See what the 17-year-old.
I mean, I hated working there, and it's horrible to talk to those. Listen, man. It's mainly white shitheads commuting on their way to work. They're in a hurry. They're probably late. They're going to show up late to wherever they're going with a latte in their hand, which is a shit move, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're not probably not going to. You're going to get a lot of privileged people who are who can afford to.
Let's make this.
That sounded funny, though. But I mean, like, and on top of that, I'm going to have to engage them about something. The worst part of Starbucks was talking to the. To the patrons, the people,
right?
The fat asses to come in,
and because they've got that disposable income that they can spend $5 on a fucking coffee.
Oh my god!
They're out. They're the asshole percentage is much higher than somebody if you're just dealing with the regular public walking in, right?
The asshole percentage in this motherfucker is off the chain.
I think the demographics are assholy.
God, this one lady used to come into Starbucks like every day. The one I worked at. She was so, I've told you about this, I'm so sorry. She was so huge that we had to take out, you know that center thing that's in a double door? The little center post?
Oh my God,
I would
really?
Have to come out from
behind. No way.
No, listen to me. I had to come out from behind the pastry thing and walk over there, take that post out so her scooter could get through.
Oh, that's she was how, on a scooter.
She,
okay.
That's how fat she was, though. She had to drive a scooter.
I thought she was walking through and you had to right. Like, butter up her thighs or yeah. Something to
and
push
I'm not,
it through.
Listen, if you need to ride on a scooter, I'm not disparaging that. I'm not. But this thing, this lady was just obese and totally overweight, which whatever. But this is her drink
Well,
order.
And obviously not healthy if she's scooting.
She was scooting. She, let me tell you something. She could pilot that motherfucker. I saw her one time do like a 3-point turn in the middle of the store and avoided like the coffee display and something else. She was really good on that scooter. But you know what she would order every time? A venti caramel macchiato.
Oh, come on.
With extra caramel pumps, because we charge for that. Extra pumps, 2 extra caramel pumps. And then we would squirt like caramel syrup. Once you filled it up with the coffee, we'd squirt caramel syrup on top of the whipped cream.
Right.
But she would be like, before you put coffee in that, please line the inside of the cup with caramel.
Oh, come on.
And then we'd have to put like 6 Splendas in it.
Splenda.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and then, God, and then that, she'd leave.
There's and something wrong there.
And then I would have to go put the thing back in the door. I was getting $7.45 an hour. And on top of that, I got to go tell this woman, try to be nice to people that aren't your color, okay? God.
Right. Well, I'm doing your 18 pumps of caramel. Would you like to hear Would you like to hear about Selma March?
God, I would be after that person left the store. I'd be exhausted. I'm like, oh my God, I just made this insane drink, and I just had to disassemble the door, then reassemble it. Man,
we were talking a little bit. I just saw another story that
Wraith Together.
I forgot from yesterday. Talking about Bibi Netanyahu.
Hello, Bibi.
Well. Yesterday, or a day or two ago, realizing that things may not be looking good for Bibi, although today, who knows how the election
sounds like he's doing well.
But a superhero,
Super
Ryan, came to the defense of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This hero put out a video on the YouTube.
Yes.
Imploring those in Israel to vote for our friend Bibi.
Yes.
And
vote for Bibi.
Here it is.
I'm Chuck Norris. And I would like to say hello to all my friends in Israel.
Oh my God. I was about to ask you to turn it off.
I can't. Oh, Chuck Norris.
This must be so confusing for Chuck for the fans of Chuck Norris. He's like, hey, he's telling us to support Jews.
Well, and then the background is I don't know what's going on in the background. It's in Hebrew. The background has graphics in Hebrew, and then there's a Hebrew subtitle.
You know who else doesn't know? Chuck Norris. You think he reads Hebrew?
Yeah.
Texas,
we have endorsement of Texas Walker Ranger.
Oh, God, so here we go.
I'm Chuck Norris, and I would like to say hello to all my friends in Israel.
Fuck off.
I watched Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech before Congress.
Meanwhile,
you got to save that drop.
Chuck's getting a little slurry. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Chuck's getting up there in age, yeah. And I don't know if the meds are kicking in or if maybe he had a little cocktail before.
Hey.
He sounds a little slurry, isn't he?
We got to save that clip. What when he said, I'm Chuck Norris, and I want to reach out to my friends in Israel?
I'm Chuck Norris, and I would like to say hello to all my friends in Israel.
Yeah, that one.
I watched Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech before Congress and saw a man who loves his country with all his heart and soul. I also saw a strong leader, which is absolutely crucial for the safety of the Israeli people.
Meanwhile,
I don't understand. Like, are they trying? I mean, I feel like as he's talking about Bibi, he's sort of at the same time shitting on Obama.
Oh yeah,
a strong president,
leader, of course,
dude. If he's talking about strong, we are bombing the living shit out of people.
Oh, how dare you?
We are vaporizing motherfuckers.
That those thousands of bombs that we're dropping on ISIS is doing anything?
I mean, god damn it.
Chuck Norris, by the way, wearing a black button-down shirt, and his beard may be a darker shade. I'm just saying, he may be doing a little touching up.
I think it's amazing. He replicated his beard in the movie. What was one of his movies from the early 70s? What are the Chuck Norris movies? I mean,
let's see what some of his.
Who's that other guy who's in? I like that other guy, though. Who's in Death Watch or Death Wish or something? Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Dude,
yeah.
Okay. Chuck Norris or Charles Bronson? Who do you prefer?
What are we talking about?
Movies. They're action movies.
Well, Chuck Bronson, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Plus, I mean, it's kind of hard for me. I liked some of the old Chuck Norris movies, but now knowing what just a right-wing nutbag
he's an asshole.
Turned into.
He's a tremendous fucking tool. Maybe Texas Walker Ranger was like a fucking reality show.
Let's see. he was in The Way of the Dragon, of course, with Bruce Lee.
Does he have fans in Israel?
72, apparently.
I mean, I just don't understand. They,
but. Subtitles in Hebrew. The Octagon, Eye for an Eye, Silent Rage, Forced Vengeance, Lone Wolf McQuaid. Oh, here's the big one. Missing in Action.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Missing in Action 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Code of Silence.
That's a big one, right?
Invasion USA.
That's the big one.
The Delta Force.
Uh-huh.
Firewalker.
Oh, yes.
Missing in Action 3.
This is the golden age of Chuck Norris.
Hero and the Terror, Delta Force 2. Now it starts going down a little bit. The Hitman.
Oh, the sequel.
Sidekicks.
Sidekicks.
Trying to, I don't know what.
He's trying to be funny in that one. That's one of those, like, that's when Arnold tried to do those comedies. Like Danny DeVito.
A bullied teen who fantasizes about being Chuck Norris's sidekick.
A fapper.
Trains in martial arts to fulfill his dreams.
All right.
Starring Chuck Norris, Bo Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
And Jonathan Brandis.
Bo Bridges, man.
Jeff Bridges' brother.
There was a time when Bo Bridges was a bigger deal.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Blows your mind, right? Who gives a shit?
Blows your mind, man.
Well, congratulations, BB, on the endorsement.
Oh, there's more here.
What of our fucking...
I have done 3 movies in Israel.
Oh, there you go.
Delta Force being my favorite. And I formed many friendships while there. You have an incredible country. And we want to keep it that way.
You've been lucky enough to have a white president for the past few years. We haven't been so lucky.
He pulls out that white guy thing. I got lots of black friends. I got lots of Israeli friends. Congratulations, dickhead. So what?
I shot 3 movies in Israel.
Ooh. He really, did he?
This is one take. I'll give him credit.
One
I mean,
take
he's reading
Norris.
From a prompter, but
yeah, yeah.
He was one take.
He was bad, though, in that last... What was
he's,
that?
He's not a good actor.
No, but that last one he did, the Expendables or whatever, the last...
With all the old...
I mean, most of the people
Stallone.
Were kind of, like, hammy and kind of funny to watch, you know, but he was, like, distracting. It looked like... I mean...
It seemed like the other guys were embracing the camp, maybe...
Yeah.
More than him. Well, he's just bad.
He didn't look like he was having a good time. He looked really stressed out.
Look at he's worried about Netanyahu.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to keep a leader who has the courage and vision to stand up against the evil forces that are threatening not only Israel, but the United States. So I ask you to vote for Prime Minister Netanyahu on Election Day.
Prime Minister Netanyahu. I mean, if he's got some health problems, I apologize, but he's a little slurry.
Right. Maybe slurry. He's had a shot of NyQuil, can't sleep or something. Who knows?
75? I mean, that's not...
He looks great.
That's not ancient.
He's 75 years old. Stop dyeing your fucking hair. No one is going to give you shit for looking... having gray hair at 75.
He's not dyeing his hair.
What do you mean?
He buys it that color.
Oh, okay.
He dyes his beard.
Oh, how dare you?
And his eyebrows.
How fucking dare you? There's no way the star of Delta Force 7 doesn't have all his God-given fucking hair. Right.
Jesus personally planted every plug on that head.
It actually took 8 days to create the earth, if you include that his beautiful head.
Plug transplant.
God, that clip is insane.
Maybe they prayed his hair back.
You know,
we're having a prayer circle for Chuck Norris's receding hairline.
Ding, 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 ding. I mean,
Steven Seagal.
All right.
That fucker, that went way back.
Right. How does he feel about Netanyahu? Is he for Netanyahu or against Netanyahu? Seagal, he strikes me as a lib, right?
Oh, no. He was remember he was a sheriff? In Louisiana and shit.
Right.
I think he's kind of a nutty libertarian-y kind of right-winger, maybe.
I think all these fucking... If you're a Hollywood star and you live that movie star lifestyle and you're sort of done with that part of your life and you have a moment to enjoy your riches before you kick the bucket, why do you want to run for office and be political and do all this bullshit?
It's that type A, I've got to have the biggest dick in the universe thing. I don't understand.
If I was Chuck Norris, it would cost me literally... $10 million to pull my ass off of my infinity pool out of whatever.
Absolutely.
I don't understand these busybodies.
A lot of floating in the ocean.
It must be that like Arnold and Chuck and I don't know, who's another nutball? Like these guys are just simpletons and they're not smart enough to sit down, just enjoy the money you made making those shitty movies in the 80s.
Right. And, you know, there are the occasional one that the people that do that.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks they're nuts, though.
Yeah.
Right? When somebody bails on Hollywood and just goes and lives off their millions.
I'm spending my money. Believe it or not, it's not everybody. You don't want to live your whole life lying to people and telling them that you really like them. You know what I mean?
Right.
By the way, look at this kid walking down the street, just got out of school. He's got the whole, St. Patrick's Day hat. He's wearing a paper clover leaf on his head.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Wearing green.
Hey, so
a little Mexican kid. It's awesome.
Yeah, race together.
Who cares?
Yeah, fuck it.
I celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, fuck you, South Dakota, and your racist gun show. How dare you?
I've got a clip. What time is it here? 2:53-ish out on the western coast.
Yes.
If that's not the time.
I'm sorry.
You may be listening to a rerun.
I have a question. So if BB wins... what does this mean for, like, the tactic of going to another country and making your case? Like, are we going to see more of that from different politicians around the world?
I think he's winning despite that, because I think he was ahead in the polls before he started that bullshit. And back in Israel, his opponents were attacking him for that.
Yeah.
That he was, you know, going to the United States just to do a political...
They're not
going to
see that as a way that he energized his base.
Well, the dummies will, but I don't think, I don't know.
It's just a scary precedent to set.
I thought he was losing weird since he started doing that.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Good for you, Chuck Norris, by the way. Congratulations. You're adult.
You touched on this earlier. You didn't mention who it was, though. I've got a clip here of, you know, most politicians... they always say, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yes. Oh, God. I hate this guy.
I guess they don't mention scaring the shit out of babies.
This guy's a fucking asshole. Straight up.
We're talking about none other than Senator Fuckwad.
Hello.
From Texas.
asshole.
Ted Cruz.
Could not with a goat.
Whatever.
Who, there's a video of him in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Speaking, I don't know, at some event in front of a herd of white people. You'll be surprised. and he was, let's see, New Hampshire. The Obama economy is a disaster, he said. Obamacare is a train wreck. And the Obama-Clinton foreign policy of leading from behind, the whole world's on fire, he said at this event at Barrington, New Hampshire.
Oh, God.
A little girl sitting there on her mother's lap right in the front row, who they have identified as 3-year-old Julie Trant is her name.
Julie.
Little Julie, little doe-eyed Julie, looks at Ted Cruz and says, "The world's on fire?"
Oh, God.
Which drew laughter from the crowd. Cruz repeated his claim. "The world's on fire. Yes, your world's on fire," he said, laughing.
He's got a weird sense of humor, you know, especially, you know, when you're talking to a kid. It's odd.
Then he said, "But you know what? Your mommy's here." So obviously saw the reaction. And he said, "But you know what? Your mommy's here, and everybody's here to make sure that the world you grow up in is even better.
It's better than a world on fire.
And you'll be okay because you're white.
Right.
And we're working on this white world. You'll be fine.
The white world is flame retardant."
So Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Scaring children.
God, what do you say about that? I mean, he's just a dick.
Your world's on fire.
What an asshole.
Your world's on fire? Fucking asshole.
I mean, really, I don't have any words for him. He just pisses me off. I don't... What the fuck? I mean, think about that. Even if you're a right-wing nut job asshole, and you bring your kid to see Ted Cruz speak, I don't know. And then he makes her cry. I might not vote for the guy. You just ruined my fucking afternoon. Now my kid is upset. I got to deal with that.
It's the warmth and fuzziness of the right. Shit. Family values, man.
You're supposed to kiss babies and make them happy. You're not supposed to...
No, you terrify them with hellfire and brimstone.
Right.
And then when you die, if you haven't stepped up, you're going to burn for all of... Your asshole's going to be on fire for eternity.
Yes.
Not only your world.
Right. And they don't think of it as this little girl thinks the world is literally on fucking fire.
Well, she's 3. Not a lot of depth to that
right.
Reasoning skills.
Yeah. Don't use your fucking symbolism and literary devices on people that believe in Santa Claus, please. Don't scare children.
Our friend Cory Booker.
Yes.
Senator from New Jersey.
He would never do what Ted Cruz did.
Correct. Is well, just being black would scare white kids.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He walks in the room, and from what their parents have taught him,
yeah. How does he feel about that?
He's
fucking,
immediately,
yeah, that South Dakota thing.
Right. I don't know. Well, here's what he's he was talking about: our ridiculous drug enforcement system here in the United States of America, which. For some reason, it's probably just a coincidence.
Yes.
That by far most of the nonviolent drug offenders that are thrown in jail are kind of brown.
Yeah. That's weird how that worked out.
And he made a great point here about enforcement. You know how they say, well, it's all the blacks who do the drugs. That's what the fucking racist knuckle dragon dickwads will say.
Ding, 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 ding. Fuck you.
But we know from statistics that ain't true.
No.
And
a lot of white people do drugs.
So he said, if you when they say they're being equal in their going after drug crime.
Yes.
He says... you have drug laws that are so severely, disparately enforced against some group, like African Americans, for example. There's no difference between black and white marijuana usage or sales. Yet, black people are thrown in jail immensely disproportionately but higher.
Why are you making it about race?
So he says if they really wanted to equally go after the drug problem, why don't you go to college campuses?
Yeah.
And that's where you'll get the white drug dealers.
It's true.
I know this from my own experience, he says, of growing up and going to college myself. Fraternity houses are not being raided by police at the level you see that they're going into inner cities. I guarantee you, you do a surprise raid on Sigma Fuckface Dickwad.
Oh, yeah.
Frat.
Yeah.
You're going to fill up your jail for the night.
Oh, absolutely.
But they don't want to do that because that's their kids going to college.
Right.
Why would you do that when you can go beat up a dark one and throw him in jail?
It's more fun. God, there's a story about a drug raid in New Jersey. The cops seized a bunch of cocaine, marijuana, and a crocodile.
Oh.
In the basement. God.
Recently?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I was trying to put it up on Facebook, but I couldn't think of a funny line for it. I was like, ah, fuck it. But, I mean, a crocodile. What's up with drug dealers, man? Weird pets.
So Booker said that both groups, black and white, use and sell at the same rate. However, African Americans are 3.7 times more likely to be arrested.
My God. It's probably because they're profiled.
In New Jersey, African Americans make up 14.7% of the population, right?
Yeah.
61% of the prison population.
Wow, now that's strange.
Hmm. That's because they do all the crime.
Ugh. No. The police are looking for them, okay?
Yeah.
How about that report about Ferguson?
Let's look in some of these soccer moms. Let's check their purses and see if those Xanax are prescribed to them.
I'm going
to
bring this shit up at Starbucks when I go tomorrow or whenever the next time.
Ask your barista if they heard about what Cory Booker said today.
Do you know the percentage of African Americans in jail in New Jersey? Give me a latte.
So would you like two pumps?
Oh, yes.
It would be funny if it's like some, you have some PhD conversation with your fucking barista. Well, I think that racism is endemic to the society since the 1840s. Big crab claws up to Cory Booker.
Yeah.
An excellent point.
Right.
Kick in those fucking frat house and sorority house doors. Turn over some of those, turn some of those white kids upside down and shake them and see what shit falls out. but you can't do that because they're not brown walking around with a hoodie.
Right. What if Cornel West comes in and orders a Frappuccino? That's your dream.
It's terrifying.
Because I'd be like, I don't have to add much to the conversation. He's a talker. You know what I mean? It's what he does for a living.
You're the barista. You're sitting there. One of the guests says, what does this mean? You just point to Cornel.
No.
Talk to Dr. West.
I got to tell Cornel West about race.
Yeah. Do you know about race, sir?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm giving him the Simpsons the Simpsons cracking voice.
Yeah.
It's about time for a little break here, ladies and gentlemen. In the middle of the show around there, we like to take a little break at the hump and refill and purge and empty our bladders and fill up our guts and stuff like that.
Fill up our guts.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes with more pointing out the right-wing nut jobbery, bullshittery, and assholery.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
And all kinds of other shit that's going on out there. Let's try this song right here. I have no idea what it is. Let's see what it might be. Oh, I think this is Chinese Taco Truck.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese Taco Truck. We'll be back in a couple
Dominic
minutes.
Dominic Rios.
Enjoy.
Walking street to the morning I was broke and out of luck. I saw something I've never seen before. It was a Chinese taco truck. I said, Holmes, come on, woo. What's a brother gotta do to get free food? You better wash some dishes, baby, on that Chinese taco truck. I found a Chinese, yeah, taco truck. I wasn't really sure if I was seeing what I'm seeing. The chick that was cooking was a sexy Korean, working with a Mexican, not a Puerto Rican. Kimchi tacos are forever what I'm eating.
I think now we're back, as the buttons weren't working here at Crab Diving Central. Now the button has finally worked. I finally found the button. Story
good for
of my
you.
Life.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next 53-ish or so minutes here on Streaming Warm and Loving for you. 24/7 stuff is for you. Our tap is always flowing. And you can listen to all the other great programming here on the network at any time. crabdiving.com/live
323-601 libs on the phone.
On the phone if you want to call us, and if you want to listen to other episodes as podcasts,
yes.
Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, where all of our shit be.
We're everywhere, man.
We are everywhere.
I love that song.
Chinese taco
Chinese.
Track. It's a great one.
It exists, by the way. He said that's based on a real story. I talked to Dominic Rios about his process in writing this song, and it's,
you know, the artist.
It's about an actual taco truck that had Chinese food on it.
Well, there you go.
Chinese tacos. It was Chinese food in a taco. What do you think about that?
I don't have a wait. Really?
Yeah. So it's like a taco that tasted Chinese.
I mean, they do rice,
yes.
Spanish rice and shit. So I guess it makes sense. It's an interesting mashup.
Asian food in a shell. Crazy.
Before our break, we were talking a little bit about Cory Booker.
Yes.
Of New Jersey.
For president. Why not?
Someone who apparently their political career not on the rise anymore. We've talked about him quite frequently here on the show.
For sure, man.
The United States representative from Illinois. Aaron Schock.
Yes.
33 years old. Who apparently required the services of a personal photographer to travel with him.
Oh, man. God damn it. What a nightmare, dude. You're out traveling, trying to have fun, and some dude is following you around with a camera? Oh, it's not. Oh, okay. It's like his,
I think
his
the
Dave.
Services. I think photography services were minimal.
Right.
I think other services were more paramount.
Okay.
Allegedly.
And was that on the taxpayer's dime?
Yeah. I think that was his. The allegation that some people are making is that he was dragging his boyfriend around, closeted,
right,
self-loathing Aaron Schock, who has a heinous record of voting on every anti-gay measure he could, yet spends $40,000 on his office at Congress to make it look like something from Downton Abbey.
Oh, my God. That's right. I totally forgot about that.
There's some of these pictures that are out there that this colleague.
Yeah.
I guess you would say, that traveled with him, the photographer. He was big for putting shit out on social media, loves him some Instagram and Facebook. And there's pictures of him. There's one with him tangoing on the streets of Buenos Aires.
Wee wee.
With an unidentified woman.
Right. A blow-up doll.
I have a feeling tangoing was as far as they got. And there's one of him, like, jumping up in the air.
Oh, I saw that one.
Somewhere in the mountains. And there's just so many ridiculous photographs of this guy.
Yeah.
Well, then they were finding out that the more they looked into him, this guy is one of the, I guess he's really good. That the Republican Party loves him because he's great at throwing parties.
And raising money.
He's been one of their big money raisers because he knows how to throw him a party.
I thought you were saying he's great because he's good at, you know, like
helping people.
Right.
Ah, no.
Writing wonderful laws.
Oh, they don't do that.
Okay.
No.
He's a good party planner.
They have to raise money.
Who gives a fuck? I can throw a party.
Finally, the Washington Post went after him a month ago about all those lavish decorations in his office. And that was an accident. Like, some dummy on his staff let the reporter in. Because that's supposed to be like a don't let the reporters in zone.
Right.
And somebody on his staff was like, oh, yeah, come on and take a look.
Oh, my God. He's like, I'm in Downton Abbey.
And this person, yeah, was like, are those peacock feathers?
God.
Peacock
feathers, man. Those were plucked off a fucking bird.
So now
what
they.
An asshole.
Well, maybe it was donated.
What?
Maybe the peacock gave it.
Oh, the peacocks.
He signed his driver's license and got run over or something.
Oh, God.
He's been accused of spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of bullshit.
What an asshole.
Including this photographer. And now he's resigned.
Okay.
That means he was worried.
Yeah, yeah. He's terrified.
Yeah.
Some lawyer probably told him to resign and get the fuck out of Dodge, right?
They interviewed him, and he basically said, they're like, well, what do you think about this fact that you might have, you know, the people are saying you are misusing funds and everything like that. And he's like, well, gosh, I hope I didn't.
Ooh, wrong answer. Why would you say that?
Yeah, I hope I didn't.
God, I thought he was a dirty, slimy little politician type.
Dumb.
I mean, that should be like a layup, right? I never mishandled campaign funds.
Right.
What's your problem?
Deny.
How dare you, sir? I am Aaron Schock.
Not, I hope not.
Look at my belt.
So Politico is reporting that Aaron Schock will resign as of March 31st.
Bye-bye.
And
what's he going to do with his time?
Now they're going to have to repaint that fucking office again when the next one comes in and wants to make it look like Honey Boo Boo or something.
Hey, you know what? If I was elected, I wouldn't give a shit. I mean, leave it. I don't want to spend one dime. I don't give a shit. I'm going in that room to work.
Well, I'm sorry. I might have to change.
I'm going to have to bill you for a photographer.
I might have to change the blood red walls. I could put up with a lot. I don't know if I could.
How oppressive. Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
God.
It's look at me.
Right.
Look at me. Look how rich and powerful I am. I've got peacock feathers.
If you had money and you had an amazing mansion.
I know. Struggle to try to put myself there.
Put yourself in your Utahaga training.
Right.
Listen. What and you had an extra room in your big palatial estate. what television show would you make that room look like? What television set?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Really? Come on.
I love that.
With a jail?
High school.
Oh, no, no.
You're thinking of Barney Miller.
Yeah, Welcome Back, Cotter.
Ah, I should have said Barney Miller. That would have been funny.
Right, right. God, I was thinking like Cheers or welcome something. Back, All in the Family.
Oh, Cheers would be great.
Yeah. So dumb. I'll get Mork and Mindy's house or the egg.
We've got some breaking news here.
Crab diving headlines.
And,
for these mainstream media characters.
That's enough of that.
It's enough from you, Sarah.
We've got another fraternity.
Oh, God. Racist.
Penn State fraternity. Penn State.
Oh, yeah. It's what's his face, right? I forgot his name.
Sandusky.
Oh, yeah.
Paterno.
Yeah.
But boy butt fucking.
Right. And covering it up. Joe Paul.
Not Joe Paul.
He covered it up.
Right, right. He didn't.
He facilitated this shit.
He didn't violate any boys' starfish, though.
That yes. Oh, God.
I still can't believe that one coach walked in on Sandusky fucking a kid and then was like,
And the thing is,
and
like,
and left.
Like,
I mean,
anybody else not in that institution that would stop it immediately. You would pull the guy off of him, maybe beat the shit out of him. Oh, God, that's the worst. This guy's like a big, gigantic football player.
Wash the Santorum off his dick.
Oh, God.
And rest him.
Yeah.
So Penn State. Now, a frat there has been suspended after they discovered some of these private Facebook groups.
Uh-oh.
Kappa Delta Rho. This is also dumb.
It's all
Isn't it also
stupid.
Weird?
It's an income grab, man. Hey, listen, you idiot white guy bros. They're just making a dime off you.
I learned something. Watching Shark Tank.
Oh, yes.
A recent Shark Tank, they had a
television show.
Some sharks. Some girls that are selling rush dresses. Is that what they're called?
They're,
apparently.
Unique this, rush dresses.
Apparently, the ladies of sorority land have to go through a 7-day ritual.
Yes.
When they're pledging or rushing or whatever you do. And they... Didn't she say they wear different clothes every day, becoming more formal as the week progresses, so that by the 7th day they're in formal gowns, but they're all uniform. Like all the pledges
so
have to wear the same exact outfit.
Stupid! And it's exclusionary, too. It's totally exclusionary, because guess who can afford to do it?
Well, that's it. And this girl said that by the end of the week, these girls easily spend up to $1,000 on all of these outfits. So they have a service where they're doing it. They do custom, and they said it was always, you know, off the rack and nothing fit. So regardless, who cares? But they got a fucking deal, which the sharks fought over them.
Well, you know, I'm
they make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm torn on this, because it's like, I love the idea of fleecing rich people.
True.
Out of their money. I love it. I think it's great. If your parents are going to pay for you to go to college and pay for a sorority, then pay up, stupid.
Make them cough up another grand, too.
But it makes me feel bad, because it's like, don't you think if you're in these sororities or fraternities, certain doors are available to you or open?
Yeah,
you're afforded opportunities. But if you're a kid that can't afford to be in this fucking rush and join the fraternity or the whatever, then you just don't have that.
Go to that school.
God. And shouldn't they be fucking studying? How do you have time to do your schoolwork and do this stupid bullshit at your sorority?
So these, I just don't understand these organizations. I did plenty of drinking and drugging and partying.
For free.
And things for free without having to...
Be in a dumb club?
Get my ass paddled in the dark night
creepy.
Or whatever is going on. So
so stupid.
These Facebook pages that these assholes had put up were of photographs of nude women either passed out, sleeping, or otherwise incapacitated.
Stop it.
They are accusing the fraternity of publishing inappropriate photos of unsuspecting women who did not know their images were being shared online.
Oh, my God.
Some asshole would get a girl drunk,
yeah,
violate the shit out of her, spray his privileged white seed upon her, and then take a picture.
No, they didn't do that.
I didn't say the picture.
I'm embellishing
with the cum shot.
I got to tell you, I mean, can't these kids go to jail for this?
Well, they're looking into this shit.
Should be illegal.
They up to 150 current students and alumni had access to these private Facebook groups. One of the victims found out that her photo had been posted.
Oh my God.
They shut it down and they just opened a second one.
God, you got to sue people for this shit, man. You need to sue those fraternities out of existence.
Penn State's Interfraternity Council.
Not a lot of confidence in Penn State's inter anything.
Suspended the Kappa Delta Rho chapter. They're going to conduct their own review of the conduct separate from a POPO investigation, which is currently being undertaken.
Don't really care much about the fraternal whatever investigation. I'm more interested in what the police are going to do.
And
God,
last week, don't forget Oklahoma University, Sigma Alpha Epsilon was shut down after that video of them singing the N-word about lynching people.
And they got a whole history of being like rapey as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we learn that?
Here's the next paragraph. More broadly, fraternities have been frequently made headlines for dozens of allegations of sexual assault.
Dozens!
As well as for displaying a casually misogynistic attitude towards women.
Why do they exist? Hey, deans of universities and president, you don't have to have fraternities, do you? You don't have to have them. So why do you have them?
Having less of them now.
God, fuck, get the fuck off my campus, all of you. It's stupid.
Frat brothers have recently come under fire for everything from proclaiming, quote, no means yes, yes means anal.
Oh, God. Hilarious. Go get a job on Conan, dickheads.
They also posted how to, quote, get the bitches in the right state of intoxication.
These are white, privileged, rich, white asshole fuckfaces that can eat me.
The fraternities are claiming, these national organizations are saying that critics are saying what you just said.
Yeah.
Just get clear.
Fuck off.
Why do we have
this? Why are you here?
Why do we have this?
Why? God.
But the frats, of course, are saying, well, it'll be more effective if you allow us to reform our culture from the inside.
Fuck you, stupid. They're dumb. They're dumb guys. What are they going to reform?
Is that how you're reforming the girls that are passed out?
Yeah.
With your dicks from the inside?
Yeah, try harder, I guess. I don't know. Try harder to reform. These are a bunch of stupid kids. They don't know any better. You got to take this frat thing away from them, and it will be better. Don't you think colleges would be better without these?
They've tried. Now they're trying these. They're talking to their members about sexual assault and consent in a way that they hope will resonate with the young men.
But they're already in college. They're already fucking 18 years old. They need to learn about this now.
Why? How about not raping?
Yeah. How about one should have to teach you that when you're 18?
Don't be rapey.
God damn, man.
And if some chick's passed out, that doesn't mean the vagina open for business.
You know, I don't know.
Cosby?
Right. Oh, yeah. God, I don't know why we... Why in a place where you're supposed to go learn and study, why are there a bunch of little clubs littered all about the campus that are basically dedicated to partying and drinking and stuff like that? Like, that's going to happen anyway. Why do you need it organized like that? I don't understand why these frats are around, I guess, or these sororities.
I mean, I'm sure they claim they do great community works, right? I'm sure they have long lists of charities that they help out. I'm sure while they're singing the hang the N-word from the tree on the bus, on the weekend, they're probably handing out food at homeless shelters or something. Hypocrites. Yeah.
They have these moments. Sure, they do those things. They have those moments.
The Koch brothers give to charity too.
You gotta have something. Yeah, you gotta have something to say when you're facing a judge after a rape charge. That you something good that you do. That's why they have these probably. Yeah. Look, I raise one weekend a year. I go to a soup kitchen and serve people. Sorry about that rape charge.
I'm absolved.
Oh, yeah.
And look, my dad gives a lot of money to the blacks.
God.
Why? We just bought one of those running Negro targets the other day at the gun show.
This is a horrible day for race. St. Patrick's
Day. It's a little racy day. Well, that's
very racy.
It's very Irish of me to talk about racism.
Well, that's all that's in the news. Race together.
Because we used to be. It really did seem to... like waves, right? Like last week, there was a lot of... Well, last week was pretty racy, too. But a couple weeks ago, it was all gay.
Right.
Anti-gay, anti-gay, anti-gay. And then it was anti-Iran, 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 and pro-Israel.
Yes.
And this week, it's there's some racy shit going on already.
You know, I got...
Well, Ferguson. And,
oh, yeah. I got a friend of mine who's a manager at a Starbucks around here. And I'm not going to ask her to do the show because I imagine... Like, I want to see... What they're supposed to say, because they're getting talking points. We have to get a hold of these talking points from a Starbucks.
Did you have meetings and shit?
No, yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
What do you do with the meeting?
Nothing. You stare at the wall. I mean, really, you at the meetings at Starbucks, you talk about like POS, point of sale.
Right.
And you talk about
upselling. Do they try to get you to do that shit, too?
Oh, like, have you ever thought about having a gingerbread mocha fuckface latte?
You know, we do vaginal rejuvenations in the back.
Let me tell you about racism.
That is amazing to me.
A vaginal rejuvenation mocha.
I think today is April 1st, because I just can't imagine that Starbucks story being true.
It was in Salon.
Or the N-word Target story being true. That I just, although after seeing the guy in the video...
No, I believe the N-word Target thing, no problem. But now you're making me think. Is that Salon thing a bullshit story?
No.
Did I introduce a story predicated on total fucking bullshit?
No, I'm sure it's real. I'm just saying it's so ridiculous that it seems like it would be fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But with today's right wing, that's Poe's Law, right? On Poe's Law says that any extremist view... If somebody does a parody or a satire of it, that it could be mistaken for being real because everything is so... Like, look at half the shit that comes out about what Michelle Bachmann said. I could walk down the street and say, Michelle Bachmann said that she saw Jesus at the Winn-Dixie.
Right.
She saw the reflection of Jesus in a tampon box at the window. And that we could put that out there.
Yeah.
And that's not that crazy.
No.
For Michelle Bachmann.
No, no.
To where you'd be like, come on.
Yeah.
Do
you think people know what a Winn-Dixie is? It's a grocery store. It's a southern thing. Is it a southern thing?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know. I just never knew. Because Piggly Wiggly is regional.
Right. Piggly Wiggly's, yeah.
That's the best name for a grocery store. By the way, hashtag race together, trending on Twitter.
Race together.
Right, right.
That's from Starbucks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Look at them.
God. Good for you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't understand that one at all. Crazy as hell. The dog's barking. I don't know if you guys can hear it in the background. She's dreaming.
She's having a dream or a nightmare. I don't know what that is. I think you should wake her up. Because what if she's being chased by some hoogity boogity man or something and she doesn't understand it?
I don't know. Who knows what goes on
Kate,
in dog dreams?
Wake up. I'm worried about her small brain.
Kate. Yeah, she's out, man. She's out like a light. Jeez. It's memory foam. So what else is going on here in the world? I've got a story from... God, Tony Perkins.
Oh, God. This dude is gross.
Loathsome. Of the, I don't know, what, family cum stain research shitbag asshole.
Yeah, that's it. I got a t-shirt from him.
Family Research Council.
Yay.
What does that mean? Family research.
I don't know. I always assume those words are created by the most evil SEO motherfuckers on the planet.
I guess because they say research, they're trying to give themselves some intellectual integrity to their deal.
That's so funny.
Right?
It's a bunch of racists in a basement where they got lab coats and beakers.
Right. Trying to think of the way...
Bunsen burners.
Of any way to prevent gay people from getting married. And any way to keep from women to be able to have access to contraceptives.
Yeah. Relax about a marriage, white trash America. You fucking ruined it already.
So yesterday...
Don't worry.
On the... Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins.
Oh, shit.
On the Family Research Council radio network.
Oh, God. What a charlatan.
Anybody can do it.
Yes.
Here we have a little bit of Tony Perkins talking about... he's got a caller. They take callers, too. Give us a call, 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
I'm listening.
well, here he is. You just got to hear this. Here's the caller, and this is a little bit of the wonders that you'll hear on the Family Research Council radio.
Here's Washington Watch.
Yes, with Tony Perkins.
I know that Obama is just. I've heard people say, no, he's not a Muslim. No, he's not a Muslim. I just don't believe that.
God.
Listen to the brain activity level of the callers to Tony Perkins.
That's the right, though. That's the right. That's the right wing. You say, here's some facts. He was born in this country.
Right.
He's a Lutheran. He's Christian. He's not a Muslim. Well, I just don't.
I don't believe them.
Well, then what are you supposed to say?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Right. Here's the facts. This is an apple. I think it's an orange.
Okay.
But it's an apple. I think it's an orange.
Fuck you.
Here's the DNA. We tested it. It's a fucking apple.
You're intolerant of my racism.
You hate Jesus.
And one of your guests a couple of weeks ago was saying that he did not think Barack Obama was a Muslim because he drank alcohol. And I don't know if he was aware that there are special dispensations under Shia and other Islamic sects that will allow a person to set aside the restrictions.
So this is what this ninny spends her day doing. She has gone on the internet.
I'm firing up Google.
And found Breitbart.
Right.
And read everything she could on the Muzzies.
Yeah.
Over at Breitbart.
Meet me in the Yahoo News comment section.
She could describe that prayer rug they found in Texas a T.
It was a soccer jersey.
So she's basically, I think I know where she's going with this. She's saying that, you know, these Muslims have this.
Oh, yeah.
Where they can be sneaky.
Yes.
As long as they're converting you.
Right.
That are placed on them, if they believe that they're openly practicing their religion, i.e. Islam, would cause them to...
I'm glad she cleared that up.
She is so fucking ponderous. Yes, we know you're
you
talking about Islam.
This?
Yes.
Do you think she wrote i.e.?
Yeah.
She had to. That's a quote. There's no way she wrote... Nobody says I.E.
She's reading from like a million note cards.
Who says I.E. when they're talking?
I
say, for example.
Yoda. He used to say that.
But would you really say, he would say E.I.
E.I.
anyway. Listen to this idiot.
It's stupid.
But then listen to, Tony's going to kick in a second here.
To face persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And if Barack Obama were to openly practice as an Islamic or as a Muslim, he would face persecution.
So obviously, it's all bullshit.
Yes.
His entire history is a lie.
Right.
And he's known since he was a batch of baby batter that he was going to be president someday, so he better suppress his Musliminity since the time he was a little kid.
Right.
And his parents also apparently knew he was going to be president 40, 50 years later because they also made sure they forged a birth certificate. Yeah. All this stuff.
He's got a self-inflating prayer rug that he can just carry around. And at a moment's notice, he can whip it out and pray. Nobody even sees.
You can't win with these people. I mean, no matter what, like you said, fact you present to them, they're going to come up with some ridiculous, multi-leveled conspiracy to prove that. Listen to her. She's got it written down. She knows it's a Shia thing. She knows that it's a... parts right. of the Koran.
She's making her point. You know, if you found out Barack Hussein Obama was in fact a Muslim,
I wouldn't give a fucking shit.
I don't think it would. It wouldn't affect my life.
If he was lying, that's something.
That's
but
true.
If he announced before the elections or whatever, yeah, I'm a Muslim, I wouldn't give a rat's rat.
Who cares? Now, a lot of people would.
Oh, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah.
The real shitstorm.
Do you remember the other day we played, we had a Glenn Beck
I'm
moment?
Sorry, yes. To those who are being beheaded.
And
that's the best.
We played, he was talking about Grover Norquist.
Grover.
And how much he hates Grover Norquist, remember? And...
Oh, yeah.
We were trying to figure out why Glenn Beck hates Grover Norquist. Well, it turns out that the reason those lunatics on that side have turned against Grover Norquist is because he's a secret Muslim.
Oh, shit.
Because he married a Muslim woman.
Okay. Now they hate him.
They're eating their own. Grover Norquist is a goose-stepping right-wing fascist taint liquor.
Why?
Of an asshole.
Why would he marry a Muslim?
Well, because he loved her.
Yeah.
Who cares? But the fact that they question his rightitude, this is the guy who made all these lunatics sign that pledge that said they'd never raise taxes. Remember
oh
that?
My God.
That was his deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was what the story was about. Like, there's a politician that... I don't know, the Glenn loves.
Right.
Who won't sign this deal
My
with
favorite.
Norquist because of Norquist. Norquist
wow.
has the muzzy taint on him.
Oh, jeez.
They are out of their fucking tree, man.
So great. They, I mean, in a way, they're just so stupid. It's like amazing. They're amazingly stupid.
He's become a secret Muslim, so
wow.
therefore we can't trust Grover Norquist because
right.
he married a Muslim.
Oh, shit.
He would never have gotten in the White House.
Well, that I actually had Franklin Graham on last week, and he was talking about it, and he made the point out that...
Meanwhile...
Is that Billy Graham's
yeah,
son?
Yeah.
Okay.
Far less vile creatures striding the earth right now than that asshole. I mean, he
right.
really is actively out there meeting with leaders and stuff, trying to... make sure gay people don't have rights and stuff like that.
The white agenda is kind of fucked up, is it not?
Because of, you know, Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, Franklin Graham is one of the more heinous right-wing nut jobs that are out there. I'm just trying to find him on our... go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
Lots of memes, lots of cool videos.
Oh, yes.
Pictures. Is that cool? I did a Franklin... There was a Franklin Graham story really recently. Oh, there it is. Evangelist Franklin Graham said... here. Listen to what he said. Here's Franklin...
Oh, awesome.
Festering hemorrhoidal asshole.
Nobody likes you, stupid.
Before we get to what Tony Perkins had to say, here's what... this might be from... Oh, this is the exact... quote. So Tony Perkins is saying, I just had Franklin Graham on last week. Here it is. Here's Franklin Graham on Family Research Council's Washington Watch. Here's him talk. Here's what Tony Perkins refers to.
But now we have an administration that refuses to acknowledge what is motivating ISIS, refusing to acknowledge that they are motivated by their radical beliefs.
Well, and it's one of the problems we have, and I
the president, his father, was a Muslim.
His father was...
God, that his father was a Muslim.
The president, his father was a Muslim.
God. There's just nothing likable about this dude.
And his stepfather was a Muslim. Lived in Indonesia, went to Muslim schools. His mother must have been a Muslim.
Well, what?
What?
His mother must have been a Muslim.
We don't know that, but...
Oh, I see.
I wasn't there,
no,
but...
I'm just saying, that's the Fox News trick, right? Now,
yeah.
What was it, Andrea Tantaros?
But what if?
Sea hag.
No one likes Andrea.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
She said, is this... now, because everything that's been going on, do you think this administration is anti-Semitic? No. And when the people, remember that? And the people on the panel were even like, whoa.
What?
And she was like, no, I'm not saying it. I'm just asking because of, you know, what he's doing, how much he hates Israel. So obviously, I'm not saying he's anti-Semitic.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they're such gross people.
God. Journalists.
Two Muslim men, so there must have been something there. And the framework that our president has growing up, his influences in his life,
Were that of Islam. Just since the day the guy was elected before.
Yes.
He's not one of us.
Yeah.
And they even say that out loud now, right? I mean, they even say, Rudy Giuliani said, he's not one of us.
Oh, yeah. Giuliani thinks Obama doesn't love America.
He wasn't raised like us.
You don't love America!
Like we will.
9/11!
And so what? Because he wasn't raised riding his bicycle and throwing newspapers to Mrs. Ferguson down at the grocery store? And who of us was like that, by the way?
Yeah.
So I would say that the fact that he grew up, I don't know, in another country for a little while and then came back here
is good.
I think that's a good thing.
He's well-traveled, okay?
Maybe somebody experiences a different culture and, I don't know, empathy?
Hey, he should have just grown up within the state of Alabama. You know what I mean?
So back to Perkins.
What a jerk.
Answering his ninny of a caller.
Was a Muslim. His stepfather was a Muslim. He grew up in a Muslim environment, and he said, "You know, we don't know, but most probably his mother had to have been a Muslim."
Yeah. Did he say most probably? By the way,
yes, most probably a Muslim. God,
we don't know.
He grew up in a Muslim environment.
We don't know.
God,
I hear Tony Perkins likes to suck on a little boy butt.
I don't know.
I'm not saying he does.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Were you there?
The question, is it possible?
How is Tony Perkins popular? Like, what the fuck? How did he catch on? I mean.
There's a lot of people who hate black people and Muslims and gay people.
Jesus Christ.
Too, in order to be married to them. But again, we don't know that. But just that orientation, that worldview would be such that he would. I mean, it makes sense. When he is overly deferential to Islam and almost hostile toward Christianity.
Oh my God. Almost hostile.
Almost hostile.
He's Lutheran. I mean,
please point to how he is overly deferential to Islam.
Yeah.
Because he won't drop a nuke in Syria right now? I mean,
right.
Like that idiot from Arkansas wanted. Remember that Arkansas state legislature who said, I could fix it. I would do some tactical nukes right up ISIS's bunghole.
Right. Oh, now, where is ISIS? I don't know.
Exactly.
We're going to find them.
But because Obama's a Muslim, he won't bomb his own people.
Fuck you.
It's really just
this is an amazing...
An international embarrassment. The people, the racist... fuckwads of this country.
It's an orgy of ignorance.
Who hated him since the second he was elected.
Because he's black.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
But it's not. You're racist for bringing it up.
Yeah. Why are you making it about race, boy? race together.
I saw a good article the other day about that kind of trying to psychologically explain.
Yes.
For, I'll use my own term, white butt hurt.
Yes.
And
WBH.
Like, where is all of this kind of white butt hurt coming from? You know, like where white rights. Did you hear that? There's a legislator, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee, one of those.
Gross.
She recently said, well, you know, like, what about the, I want to start a white research council or or a white fairness council.
Oh, my God.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
They think that they think that they're being persecuted because they're not allowed to persecute anyone.
Yeah. What's happening is everyone is being is expected to be treated fairly.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. They can't take it.
Let's see. What else have we got going on here? Oh, I've got a clip.
Oh.
If you want to have an idea of if somebody like Tony Perkins or his ilk,
yes,
if the Christianists got their way and took over our country here, even though they think they have already, it's a Christian nation.
Well, there's God's on our fucking money. I mean, you know,
true.
I get why they would think that.
Not since the beginning, though, and they hate that when you mention that.
Oh yeah.
1957.
Why, it was not. Don't be negative.
Jesus carved the first In God We Trust on the first penny in 1776.
What, Jesus?
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
This is an interview that the president of Life Outreach International.
Ding, 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 ding.
By the name of James Robison, or Robison, R-O-B-I-S-O-N.
Robison. Robitussin.
Christian pastor, preacher.
Right.
And president of Life Outreach International. Was doing an interview with none other than Our Lady of Perpetual Butthurt.
Yes.
Todd Starnes.
Todd, yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd Starnes.
God, he's the biggest douchebag on the planet.
Today in Christian persecution.
He's weird. He's got that weird intonation when he reads. It's very strange.
And here, you just got to hear. You really would think this is like a Saturday Night Live.
I know.
Sketch or something when you hear these people talk. But they're serious. So listen to this guy talking about, you know, the future of America. It's James Robison.
Here's the thing. The people in a nation like ours, this thing that I say as a Christian, in a democracy where the majority...
And I apologize for the fact that he has a big old Southern accent.
No, oh, God. Well,
shocking, huh?
Motherfucker.
Here's the thing. The people in a nation like ours, this thing that I say as a Christian, in a democracy where the majority rules and
Where the majority rules.
The majority rules.
This is that little fact that they always overlook about how our founders created the system based on individual freedoms to prevent the tyranny of the majority from fucking the minority. They did that on purpose. But there, the Christians say, well, we don't care. We want that tyranny of the majority back because we're the majority right now.
Right.
This is his argument.
As a Christian, in a democracy where the majority rules and where we're the ones who choose, then those we choose reflect the heart, conscience, and convictions of those who vote or who don't vote. Too many Christians have checked out. You've been told it's politically incorrect for church people to be involved.
The Christians are the only ones voting.
Right.
What is he talking about? Too many Christians have checked out. Let's look at the people who showed up for the last election. It's all the right-wing nut jobs.
Yeah.
We're the ones that were motivated to get out. The dumb libs off smoking weed.
Right. Playing Xbox.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, fuck it.
Next thing you know, Ted Cruz is your senator.
Nobody's that crazy. Uh-oh.
Or Tom Cotton is your senator in Arkansas.
God, who's worse? Hard to pick, huh?
Yeah, I think it passed the baton. I think Ted Cruz is jealous, frankly. I mean,
oh.
He's had the high chair for the biggest baby in the Senate for a while now. Oh, and yeah. Now Tom Cotton, within a couple of weeks, is the prettiest girl at the prom.
Oh, yeah. Look at me.
Tom Cotton, I don't have the quote, his first speech to Congress.
Yeah.
Within 2 minutes, went full Hitler.
Oh, shut
Godwin's
up.
Law. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It took him seconds to invoke Hitler.
Maybe he watches the History Channel.
In his first fucking speech in front of the Senate.
You got to be kidding me.
I'll have to get that clip.
He compared something about Obama's policy
or ISIS
to Nazis.
Probably Iran.
Oh, probably Iran.
He's trying to. He's trying to.
They're as scary as Hitler was way back when.
Yeah, he's trying to tap dance a little bit.
The Nazis are swimming across the Atlantic.
Oh, I apologize. It was less than a minute.
Oh, really? God damn.
He finally got the chance to do it. The world is growing ever more dangerous, and our defense spending is wholly inadequate to confront the danger.
Oh, shit.
To be exact, during the last 4 or 5 years, the world has grown dark, gravely darker. We have steadily disarmed, partly with a sincere... We've disarmed?
No, we haven't.
How many... We're going to spend $1 trillion on that fucking plane that doesn't fly, you asshole.
We're armed like a motherfucker.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Let's skip to... Oh, here we go. Paragraph 2. So
oh, yeah.
Less than a minute. I wish I could take credit for those eloquent but ominous words, but I cannot. Winston Churchill sounded that warning in 1933 as Adolf Hitler had taken power in Germany.
He wins. It's embarrassing, man. Guy's a leader in our country, and he went full Hitler.
He's
not a leader. He's a fucking representative.
Yeah, he's a representative.
We're the leaders.
He's not. He can't tell us what to do.
We're not the leaders.
No.
Fuck off. You know what I mean?
Here's some more James Robeson telling you.
Robitussin.
Edumacating us on what the Christians, how to get these Christians motivated.
Correct for church people to be involved. That is one of the biggest lies that ever came through the lips of Satan. Do not believe it.
Came through the lips of Satan.
Lips of Satan.
Do not believe it.
The big, luscious lips of Satan.
Yeah, yeah. Collagen. He's like
Morrison. Little bit of shine on him from that lip gloss I like.
He's like Mick Jagger.
Believe it. Of all people on this earth that ought to stand up and protect the precious and be light to illuminate the way out of this present and pressing darkness, we're the ones to do it.
The present and pressing darkness. It's only the Christians, man.
Dude, this guy has his shtick down. Oh, those good. Lines, the God.
He's good.
He's really good.
If we ever come together, the gates of hell will tremble.
Oh, my God. No one believes this. No one believes there are gates that open into a place called hell.
You're
right?
Kidding, right?
Oh, come on. Nobody can believe
you're
that.
You're fucking kidding me, right?
The gates are trembling. The lips of Satan are perfectly plump.
They're in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
The gates to hell. You should know that.
Right.
The gates of hell will tremble, and that's precisely what they're to do. I believe the...
For 2 seconds, you just have to look at the Todd Starnes reaction shot, which isn't going to help anybody else. But Todd, you can see the love in his eyes... And
yeah.
you can hear the boner shifting in his
gross.
Ill-fitting Christian pants.
Ah, he looks like
as
an asshole.
Watching.
If you looked asshole up in Wikipedia, it's that guy's fucking face, Todd Starnes. I'm serious.
Government should fear the people. The people don't fear the government. And they've got to listen to us. Hey, government. We can take control. There are only 500 of you. We can get rid of a whole bunch in one smooth swoop. And we can really reroute the whole ship. Listen to me. It's not too late. Later than you think, but it isn't too late. If we wake up, I want to tell you something. Hearing somebody like me and Todd sitting here and this sweet little girl sitting here by us, you know who's trembling?
Meanwhile, I don't know who's... it might be his wife sitting next to him, I think. I hope so. He's got his hand on her thigh.
Gross, man.
But did you notice? Me and Todd and this nice little filly here. This,
oh, my
this,
God.
My cum receptacle here. I mean, really, that's...
Oh, Jesus.
Notice my little...
How does that person...
Nice-smelling friend sitting next to me. I used to put my penis in her.
How does she believe in a god?
because
I mean, good Lord, man,
it pays for those nails.
God, no, this guy is. I just feel bad for people that
buy this shit.
I do.
Sitting at home, they're sending him money. They send their hard-earned money to him that they probably can't afford to this asshole charlatan snake oil salesman.
You think he flies coach?
I'm surprised he's not asking for
for
his own.
Was that one
debt.
Guy? What's that one guy?
Free flow dollar.
Reverend Dollar. Dollar, yeah. What an asshole.
Do you know who's trembling? All hell's trembling.
Wait, I want to.
You don't know who's trembling.
I want you to hear this little Philly line again.
Later than you think, but it isn't too late. If we wake up, I want to tell you something. Hearing somebody like me and Todd sitting here, and this sweet little girl sitting here, Bass.
Oh, God.
Me and Todd, the men folk, are telling you the truth.
The
and,
sweet little girl.
This sweet little vagina here.
Yeah.
You know who's trembling? All hell's trembling. The gates of hell tremble. The very fact that people who love God and know God and love their neighbor would ever stand up, speak up, and become a shining city set on a hill, the demons shut up.
You got to see the visual. He's both hands are out, and he's like, "Ah, the demons, shudder."
He sounds like God. Who's the guy that screamed in Iowa and ruined his whole political career?
Oh, Howard Dean.
Who, by the way, is
I
great
really
on talk
like
shows.
Howard Dean, yeah.
I like him not a politician. I like Howard Dean being an asshole
not having
CBS Morning.
He can say shitty things. It's awesome.
God, this guy is about to speak in tongues.
This guy's out of his
right. That's
tree.
What it sounds like.
Stand up, speak up, and become a shining city set on a hill. The demons shudder.
The demons shudder. And you can hear Todd Starnes sitting there. Oh, I'm about to come.
Clear the studio, everybody. Starnes is about to release. Congratulations.
Whoa.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen. That's a little bit of, when the Christians come together, the gates of hell are going to tremble. They're going to take back the country, Ryan.
Show wee doggies.
And all those homosexuals are going to be gone.
Right.
The black people will be where they should be.
Right.
Mexicans, bye-bye.
Adios.
All that stuff. And lots of guns like Jesus wanted.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, pulling back the curtain. To show more of right-wing dick watery.
Hashtag race together.
Etc.
Oh, stupid.
Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias. Go to crabdiving.com. Our social media buttons are there. Circle them, tickle them, press them. Don't forget 24/7 here at crabdiving.com/live.
Yes.
For all the great programming. And then all of it's available as a podcast at crabdiving.com on iTunes and on Stitcher. Don't forget. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy somewhere.
I'll be at Dave and Buster's tonight, if anyone gives a shit, in Hollywood.
Dave and Buster's tonight in Hollywood. Find out exactly the deets. Go to @RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow. More crab diving live for you. Check out all the other stuff on the network. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.